The chair and CEO of Private Fuel Storage says the Supreme Court's decision not to intervene won't end challenges to the company building the above-ground repository on tribal land of the Skull Valley Goshoot Tribe. John Parkins says a move to establish a wilderness in Utah was recently added to the Defense Authorization Bill. Parkins says it could affect rail service to the site. He says challenges by opponents of the temporary storage site will likely continue.
Assuming we get through this one, and if we don't, then we just have to go a different direction, hauling it in anyway, but then there'll be something they'll try again next year. Now, they try something every year. They never have an alternative. None of the legislation that's come to Congress has ever had an alternative. You know, they'll just vaguely talk about, well, maybe someday Yucca Mountain will get done.
Parkins says PFS was started 10 years ago after 8 utilities realized a permanent national facility at Yucca Mountain, Nevada was years away from approval. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved a license for PFS in September. A challenge to the decision is pending. Parkins has said in the past the earliest the storage site could be ready is 2008. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.